From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update...
May I have the judge's decision, please?
It was dismissed as a beauty contest.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Missouri's Republican presidential primary yesterday.
Six of the brightest and loveliest young women in America are standing...
The loveliest of all, it turns out.
Would you welcome former Senator Rick Santorum?
Santorum won in every county, more than 55% of the vote in Missouri's non-binding primary yesterday. But before you Santorum fans get too excited, let's talk about that non-binding. That means because of a legislative snafu, the state will actually choose its delegates in caucuses next month. But this was a big symbolic victory for a candidate who's been struggling since Iowa. Santorum found a receptive crowd among Missouri's cultural conservatives, especially on health care reform.
Why don't I want Obamacare?
Phyllis Wyatt was part of the crowd when Santorum stopped in Columbia on Friday.
I feel like it supports abortion. It supports Planned Parenthood. It also has death panels. They don't call them that, but that's what they are. It makes you have an insurance plan, which is unconstitutional.
I always talk about Obamacare, and the reason I'm in this race, really, the reason I'm in this race is because of Obamacare, and I think it's a threat to the very foundational principles of our country.
Santorum spoke to a packed crowd at the Grace Bible Church. He was joined by evangelical leader James Dobson, who asked the former senator how he would deal with the Affordable Care Act.
What will you do with it? Will you modify it?
No.
Do you have a better plan?
It will be repealed.
Santorum argues that health reform leads to rationed care.
You see, when the government, in a sense, oversees and runs the health care system, we go from a system where the private sector, hospitals and insurance companies, see a patient who comes through the door as a, and I know people, sometimes people have a problem with this, I don't. They see it as an opportunity for profit.
But he says the Affordable Care Act destroys that profit motive.
If the government is running things and you become a cost, they have to allocate resources to hospitals and doctors, and you are now a cost to the system instead of an opportunity for the system to be able to profit from the interaction with you as a customer.
So why is Santorum hammering away at health reform? In part because he says his opponent's Romney Care in Massachusetts was the blueprint for Obamacare.
I think it probably works to Santorum's advantage.
Peveril Squire, political scientist at the University of Missouri, he says Santorum's stance on health care reform plays especially well with primary voters.
Republican activists are going to be sympathetic to Santorum's position there. Romney would probably run into some problems in this state on that dimension. So for Santorum, it's an issue that works for him, and it's one that resonates with some Republicans.
There she is.
For more on Missouri's 2012 beauty contest, you can look us up on KBIA.org.
There she is, your ideal.
From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.